Hi, glad you're checking in on my website. This is Jim Brown, and enjoying the fall weather. I'm going to be leaving next week. I'm going to be writing you next week and sending you information next week from up in the mountains in North Carolina. We have a family home up there, and I try to spend the fall when the leaves change up there for about 10 days, 2 weeks. So I'm going to pack up my fly rod, my various workout gear. I'm going to take my banjo with me, and I'm heading to the mountains. In the meantime, I'll keep you posted on this website. Some interesting things to look at today. Number one, the column I wrote about the insurance problems that Louisiana faces. I made the point that with another hurricane season passing and not much happening, that insurance rates ought to go down. I see that Governor Charlie Crist over in Florida announced that insurance rates in Florida dropped 17% since 2007, where they continue to go up here in Louisiana. A new crisis we have to deal with in Louisiana is this Chinese drywall. Have you been paying attention to this whole issue? Apparently, after Katrina, there were huge quantities of the drywall made in China that were imported into this country. Contractors were anxious to get anything they could, so they grabbed this drywall, put it up. Apparently, in the manufacturing process, there were chemicals that broke down that created a terrible odor and turned the plumbing and all the metal piping to a black soot, made it inoperable, air conditioning, everything like that. Has caused a great deal of damage. There's over 300 lawsuits been filed in Louisiana alone. Thousands of homes have been affected by this drywall controversy. And so the question is now, do you turn to your insurance company? Insurance companies are pushing the blame off on the manufacturer or on the contractor for buying the drywall, saying they have no liability. And I made the analogy in my column this week. You know, if I get into an accident in my car, I'm not at fault. Maybe there's two or three other drivers. Well, I expect my insurance company to pay me. Then they can go fight it out as to any reimbursement they may want to get back, but it's not my problem. Well, that's not what the insurance companies are saying. Many of them are saying, we're just not going to pay you, and I think that's wrong. Not right. In fact, when I was insurance commissioner back in the 1990s, I issued a specific regulation that limited dramatically how much of this pollution exclusion could be applied to things like drywall. I don't think it applies, and I don't think the state courts are going to rule that it applies, but these federal courts in the Fifth Circuit have just knee-jerkingly gone along with the insurance industry. It's the most conservative court in the country, and often a court that is mostly overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. So if you live in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, part of the Fifth Circuit, you've got an uphill fight if you're a consumer or a homeowner trying to get basic protections. But you might read that article, and I'll keep you posted. Other issue I thought was interesting is I saw that the U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation this week that creates hate crimes on a federal level, new enlarges the whole role of hate crimes. And you know, a crime is a crime. I've always had some real philosophical problems with the whole hate crime legislation. If you murder someone or you attack someone, that's a crime. What is the government doing trying to get into the person's head? You know, you're punished one time for the crime and one more time for the hate. And although hate crimes are abominable, the fact that you're setting certain classes aside, in my opinion, violates the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, and also the First Amendment of right to free speech. So it's going to be interesting to see how these cases go to the Supreme Court. My guess is the Supreme Court will overturn any hate crime legislation that the Congress passes. Interesting debate. I talked about it on my tape here also this week. Also, some funny things on the site. Hope you'll read everything over. Give me your opinions and be candid with me, what you like, what you don't like. And again, I'll try to give you an update each week at this time. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.